Whoa. Isn't this show supposed to be about quiet times? Well, it doesn't have to be boring.
How are you out there? Maybe you're at work, you're driving to work, and maybe you're in the meeting, but you can still listen to this show because it's the best show ever. It's the best show. We are on fire. We always say, you know, this is home. This is a place to be where you are inspired. You always hear about the word of God. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing awesome, man. I'm doing amazing. I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic. That's how I'm doing today. And how are you doing? Are you doing awesome?
Very well.
Very well.
Very well. I'm very excited. What are we going to be talking about? Obviously, our show, I believe it's the best. Very, very inspiring. The Active FM Quiet Time Show on Intensity. That's who we are. That's what we do. We inspire people when it comes to God, to knowing God. And we call this Quiet Time Show. Why? The reason why is because it helps people to connect with God. We do that every morning. We don't just talk about it, but we apply it in our lives. We wake up. We create that specific time where we spend time with God and just allow ourselves to hear from God by just reading the Bible, simply like that. To get a Bible, buy a Bible from one of the shops wherever you are. You can get a Bible and or get a Bible, an app on your phone, and guess what? Simple. You can just wake up, you read the Bible, and it encourages a lot. It gives you that energy and it changes your perspective so that when you go through your day, but you know you have a different perspective, as you know, depending on God, on a God that has nothing that's impossible for Him. So this is us, the Active FM Quiet Time Show on Intensity.
Yeah, and that's what he says, that quiet times on Intensity, not forgetting chilling with myself, Wandile, aka Mr. Mawanza, and also with Mr. Luandos, who is so excited about God and all that. Also, me, I'm excited. Don't get
I was going to ask.
I don't get
aren't
it
you
all.
Excited? I thought we were together in this.
Yeah.
Now you're dropping like that. Like, yeah, but God won't drop me.
Yeah. So don't forget to visit us on our awesome website, www.activefm.co.za. Also, not forgetting to visit us on our awesome Facebook page, @ActiveFM247. @ActiveFM247. And also, not forgetting to visit us on our awesome Instagram @ActiveFM777 and @ActiveFM777.
And we're looking at what you have in your account. And it's a catchy one. It's the best topic that we're talking about, and it's very interesting. And we got this. It's one of the topics that has so much behind, and what it has behind itself has impacted me. And I mean, while Wandel is talking, and I'm thinking, wow, this topic is actually the best. What do you have in your account?
Thank you very much. You guys are listening to the hottest radio station ever, playing the hottest music. Yeah.
King's kid. Yeah, boy. Hey, yo, regardless, I'll see you on this one, man. Mike Mills.
Yeah.
And the Lord of the Lords was born in a manger. Now, man, 2,000 years later,
what?
At the mention of his name, all men proclaim that there ain't nobody greater. No, nobody greater. Now, see, at the mention of his name, all knees go down. With the matter who you are, homie, you go down. Homie, you go down. I don't even really care if you love the sounds that I once was lost, but now I'm found. Now I'm living and chilling and giving everything I got, till he comes down.
I got my Jesus on. Trying to make them know I got Said I'm trying to let them know I got my Jesus on. Everybody gotta know I got my Jesus on. Everybody gotta know I got my Jesus on. I'm trying to make them know I got my Jesus on. I'm trying to make them know I got my Jesus on. Everybody gotta know I got my Jesus on. Everybody gotta know I got my Jesus on.
A man whose birth and death are significant to the whole wide world. See, he gave me a second chance to make a first impression. Really, I'm trying not to blow. You know that I work for the Lord all day long. Everywhere I go, to the boy gon' show it. I came from a bottom to the top, bottom yeah. To the top. And I'm feeling like a movie cast. I serve an awesome guy. Awesome. Now I'm about to put him on blast. Cause he gave me the spark that I needed in my life when the whole world thought I was stretched. I was in the dark. He came and gave me lights. Yeah, he's my protector. I don't have to fight to be wrong. I have done. He has made right, so I walk around with a bounce in my step. You see, I already know who it is that I rep. The one who forgives committers of all sins. Jesus, creator of all things. The firm foundation. All aboard, I'm amazed by his work, so I stand in awe. I'll be walking in the streets, I just can't be flawed. One man, one cross, save many souls. Since I met him, I've reached many goals. So get the cams on, I'm deep in the set, no camera. I just
got my Jesus on.
Tuned into Active FM.
Christ music is hot music. I got my Jesus on, coming from King's Kid featuring Regardless. Yeah, that was an awesome music out there. I enjoyed it. I don't know about you, Luando. Did you enjoy it?
Yes, I did, sir.
Probably
it's
out
the best.
Yeah. Probably out there you enjoyed it.
It's a nice song.
Yeah, it was an awesome. Yeah, I got my Jesus on. You have Jesus on?
Do you have it on? Not on, in.
Also in your life, but also also on your life.
Yeah. Meaning, but the most important thing is that he has to be in.
Yeah.
So coming from the inside to the outside.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it is. So Luando, you have an awesome topic out there, and yeah, this topic, you even introduced it before we went to the awesome song out there. So what is the topic? Just remind the person that's listening to you, what is the topic that you're like, yeah, you're so excited
about? Just to remind you about the topic.
Yeah.
What do you have in your account? What do you have in your account? Mm. How much do you have in your account?
I've got Jesus in my account.
Okay. Yeah. It's very confidential. You don't have to tell us about what you have in your account. But you know, that's the thing that we're using as an example to bring the point, to actually portray what we're trying to get to and how to help people. But it's exactly the way it is with your finances and what you have in your account. And because it's so amazing, you know, how you can only give what you have. So it's a simple verse, and it's not simple, it's just famous. So it always looks like or feels like it's a simple sort of verse. Why? Because it's very famous. It's famous because it has so much in it. There's so much sacrifice that expresses God's love. John 3 verse 16 says, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, whosoever believes in his son shall not perish but have everlasting life. Mm. Already you learn about the fact that, you know, God gave, he gave what he had. You see what I'm saying? So already you can see that God, you know, God had what, a son, and there was a problem which was sin. You see, before I get there, so now it's exactly the same thing now with the money that you have in your account. Maybe you're doing saving. Guys, it's very important to get your budget right. And one of the things, I mean, we always learn about, I learned about this when I was still in college, when I was doing project management and about planning. And one of the things that there's a term that they used to use, scope creep. And that is actually about, you know, stuff that you're not expecting. Mm. So like you can have any disaster, let's say weather or an earthquake, that can cause your project to actually delay. But now what happened is that with that you're able to come with plan B. If the rain comes and now the project delays, what's the plan B to make sure that the plan is still fulfilled or the project is still fulfilled at the right time? Mm. And it's the same thing now with budget, because there are things that, you know, you're not expecting, like a child, I mean, becoming sick. Mm. So you plan to say, okay, I have put this money aside to actually do it, to help or maintain whatever that will fall apart or will happen, so that I don't just go out there now, I get another loan and stuff like that. You see what I'm saying? Because now there's a problem. But now this problem, if I'm not planning for it, if I have nothing in my account, I have no cash, and there's a problem, or my car crashes, you see what I'm saying? And if I haven't planned anything, or I haven't put anything in my budget, or I've budgeted, you understand what I'm saying? For whatever issue that can happen, guess what happens? The problem comes, and because I'm not prepared, now I end up taking a loan for 50,000 rand, and now for probably like it will take me 20 years just to pay back that money, because it come, you take a loan and you have to pay it back with interest. Mm. But now you end up with this long problem. Mm. Which means you can have a problem, and if you're not prepared for the problem, then that problem actually brings you another problem. Mm. You see what I'm saying? Why? Because in your account you have nothing. Mm. That's why I was asking you, how much do you have? Mm. You see what I'm saying? So we using that example to make a point to say, you know, when troubles of life come, because, you know, we end up taking loans and all that, end up with these problems that we have. You have to pay back the money with interest for long term, and you can't get through, and you struggle for probably like 20 years. Imagine 20 years or 10 years or even 3 years, even a year. You see what I'm saying? And it's not like you're not gonna face any problem. Now you're struggling, you still have other problems. And that's the thing that, you know, as people, especially in our nation, I believe we don't know such. We don't know such. I grew up in families I've never had since I was young, growing up, and people talking about budget and stuff like that, planning their finances, until I became a Christian. And I came to church and I was introduced to this. Obviously, when I was at school, when I was at college, so they were teaching us these things. But my point is, you know, what do you have in your account? Mm. Mm. And what do you take in your account will determine what you have in your account. Mm. And your account is your brain. Mm. Your account is your mind. If your mind is empty, has nothing that God says, has no word of God, has no encouragement, has no promise of God, has no hope, has no faith, guess what? When a problem comes, you won't be able to solve that problem. Why? Because in your account, there's nothing. Mm. You won't be able to actually face that problem, but you will find yourself facing this problem, but this problem gives you another problem. And that's why most of the times when problems actually they come, is that you have a problem, and the problem is that, you know, your girlfriend dumped you. We can use that as an example, or things are not going well at work, and guess what happened? Because there's no encouragement, there's no Holy Spirit in your life is speaking to your life, and what do? You end up buying alcohol. You end up going to what, to your club. You end up buying a prostitute. You see what I'm saying? Why? Because what you want is to solve the problem, but now this problem has just brought another problem. As much as if a child falls sick and now you don't have money, you go borrow, you go ask for a loan, it's the same thing that, you know what, there's a problem, there's a discouragement that causes you now to end up in another problem. Why? Because in you, you empty. In you, there is nothing in your account. There's nothing in your mind. There's no word of God. There's no patience, as the Bible teaches us to be patient. There's no love. There's no being kind. So someone makes you angry and you decide to fight with them, and you so bad that you end up in prison. And the question is, what do you have in your account? And it's amazing because now we look at God, and God have Jesus. And God knew that Jesus, as his son, he is the solution. Because if we were created through Christ, we could only be saved through Christ. And God actually had Jesus. And God had a problem. And the problem was sin, that his own kind, his own people after his own kind, after himself, they had a problem, which is what is sin. And sin was causing people to die and never be with God again. But guess what? When that problem of sin came, in God's account, there was no emptiness. But God took out what he has saved. God took out what he had in his account, which was Jesus. Now he was able to do what? To solve the problem without having sin causing God to end up in another problem. So what is this that, as a Christian or as a person, I have in my life? And you will be an account that just has zeros if you don't have God, you don't have Jesus. And there's nothing you will solve, but you, at the end of the month, at the end of your life, you will just have all these problems and they're not solved. They're not solved. And guess what? As much as, you know, most of us, we get finances and we realize that there's a problem. So we need financial advices to help us so that we can be able to budget and have something in our accounts, increase our savings and all. There's the same thing that, you know what, there is someone, there is a counselor, there is a life advisor, which is Jesus. So you go to him and he will help you so that inside you, you won't be empty, but you will be filled. So that's what this topic is about. What do you have in your account?
Got the juice from my daddy. He ride with me like a caddy. Tell me who you know can dodge and come back like what happened. That's why I'm rolling with them, boy committed, never switch up. When I got a problem, he right there, boy, that's my hitter. We do this all the time. Never chasing paper, but we on the grind. Hard working like I'm taking it back to basics. Never napping, no time for dazing. Miss you with the drummer. Gotta stay ahead of the feet like a runner. They wanna see you fall like you coming at the summer, but you spring right back, boy. When it on the come up. Yeah, we on the move. I just found my tempo. They tried to lock me out, but I went through the window. God already said I want you, I believe that. Got the Trinity behind me where them threes at. Yeah, we on the move. Yeah, we on the move. Yeah, we on the move. Yeah, we, yeah, we, yeah, we on the move. Yeah, we on the move. Yeah, we on the move. Yeah, we on the move.
Nah, 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 I don't know how I got this far. Yeah, not a great night, lot of stage fright, probably, but golly, I'm not no star. Yeah, not a great white, not a blade slice, part of the body, I got those scars. Yeah, and I got those bars. Not even opposition, I'm trying to get out of vision. It's not even competition, I'm not your guard. But I know what I'm fighting for. Everybody trying to win that war, but the weapons of the war not carnal. And everybody want to send that for, but I'm looking at the cross like Prano. Maybe send a message in a bottle, cause I ain't get the blessing in the lotto. But I know they need a holy weapon in Chicago. Yes, Lord, good God, good God. Swear to God, when them foes dump, little homies thinking he the only one now. I know you're lonely, I know that you're scared. Never thinking it's the holy one now. Still shooting like it's Kobe in there. Probably getting tired of Lucifer, but the dope boys whipping like Toby in there. Know you getting tired of Lucifer, but God is the super producer here. Probably wanna be the small guy, but the bullets aiming at medulla's there. Probably waiting for the skyfall, gotta stand patient for the pine saw. Homie gotta get the flow clean and regenerate it out of thy flaws. Let's go.
Yeah, we on the move. I just found my tempo. They tried to lock me out, but I went through the window. God already said I want you, I believe that. Got the Trinity behind me, where them three is at. Yeah, we on the move. Yeah, we on the move. Yeah, we on the move. Yeah, we, yeah, we, yeah, we on the move. Yeah, we on the move. Yeah, we on the move. Yeah, we, yeah, we.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade on 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Yeah, and you know, while you were speaking about this thing of budgeting, you know, sometimes, you know, with us, it's For some people, you know, when they hear the word budgeting, they think of like, budget, yo, this budget thing is hard. This budget thing is whatsoever, blah, 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 blah. And what makes it so difficult for us to budget and so forth? Because most of us, we love money, right? We love money. We see money that, there's money. And then we end up spending it all. Within the next day or two, we realize that shucks, we've ran out of money, and now the month hasn't even ended yet. It's like it's still the beginning of the month, and now we're realizing that, man, how am I gonna get through the rest of the month and so forth, and how are my children or whatever, how are they gonna eat because the money has run out, etc. You know, and that is the problem with us, that you know what. Even though the word budget is a scary word for us, but then we got to obey the word and literally budget, because that's the way forward for us. That's the way of how we saving money for our future, etc. You know, and I've got 7 tips from the Bible of how you save money or how you plan your money or how you budget your money, etc. I want you to take this 7 tips down, and I want you to make sure you plan it wisely and so forth. And the first one is set priorities, and that's coming from Proverbs 24:20, verse 27. It says, put your outdoor work in order and get your fields ready. After that, build your house. You know, that's meaning that, you know, set priorities. What are your priorities within that budget that you are building? What are those priorities? What is the number one thing you need for that money? What is that thing that you really need for that money? What is it? What is it? Are you planning it? Are you jogging it down? Are you writing it down? Or are you planning it that, you know what, in the next 5 years, I will still have that priority because why? Because I've saved it and so forth, you know. And what is your priorities? Have you set your priorities down and so forth? And then the second point is make a budget. Make a budget. Here's that word again, budget, yeah. And that's coming from Luke 14, verse 28 to 30, where it says, suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, this person began to build and wasn't able to finish. Now, make a budget, meaning that now, have you planned your budget? Have you planned your budget? What are you spending? What is it that you really need to spend? Are you planning in a way that, you know what, today probably your house is worth what, or with the car it's worth what, your car insurance, whatever it is. Are you budgeting it wisely? Like literally you budget, you realize you see that, okay, is this worth it? Is this, am I planning it wisely? What I'm budgeting is what I'm going to use and what I'm going to save. What is it that you really need to spend on? What is it that you are less spending on? Make a budget. The third point is build an emergency fund. Now, building an emergency fund is like, you know what, probably you in a you in an accident and so forth. What, like, for instance, an insurance, you know, an insurance of yourself, knowing that maybe probably you'll be in an accident, a car accident. The book coming from Genesis 41, verse 34 to 36 says, let Pharaoh appoint commissioners over the land to take a fifth of the harvest of Egypt during the 7 years of abundance. They should collect all the food of this good years that are coming and store up the grain under the authority of Pharaoh to be kept in the cities for food. This food should be held in reserve for the country to be used during the 7 years of famine that will come upon Egypt, so that the country may not be ruined by the famine. Now, building an emergency, as I said earlier on, it's like, you know, you have an insurance over your house, an insurance over your car, an insurance of yourself. Meaning that probably when you're in an accident, there is a fund for you. Like, for instance, you're in a hospital and you can't work anymore. Then you've planned your emergency fund, meaning that you are sorted already, even if you're in a hospital, etc. And the fourth tip is avoid debt. Proverbs 22, verse 7. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender. Now, you see, we got to avoid debt, because we have this tendency that we spend so much. We spend so much, like, for instance, we get our bonus on our 12th month, which is December. We get a bonus, and then we end up spending it so much. And then within the middle of the month, now we have debt and so forth, you know. The fifth tip is diversify your investment. That's coming from Ecclesiastes 11, verse 2. Invest in 7 ventures. Yes, in 8, you do not know what disaster may come upon the land. And the second tip is reduce. The sixth tip is reduce risk as you age. Ecclesiastes 5, verse 13 to 14, it says, I have seen a grievous evil under the sun, wealth hoarded to the harm of its owners, or wealth lost through some misfortune, so that when they have children, there is nothing left for them to inherit. And the last tip is make a financial plan. For Proverbs 21, verse 5, which says, the plans of the diligent lead to profit as surely as hasty leads to poverty. So yeah, those were the 7 tips coming from the Bible that of how you use your money, or how you spend, how you plan your money, or how you budget your money, and how you set your priorities. Yeah.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy DJ P-Dawg, and you are tuned in to Active FM. Y'all keep it locked for the very best.
Maybe the person out there who's listening to our show, Quiet Time Show on Intensity, listening to Luando and AKA Mawanza, and you're like, you know, I'm empty, I'm walking empty, I've been living my life empty, and I believe that I need more. And guess what? There's actually more for you. There's so much more and more and more in God for you, and you have now that opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior right now at this moment, so that you won't walk and carry on in your journey empty, and you can actually know that there's so much that God has offered to you, because you are special. I mean, the Holy Spirit himself. So you can pray this prayer. Say, Dear Jesus,
I accept you
as my Lord and Savior.
I believe
with all my heart,
and I confess
with my mouth
that
you are the Son of God.
That you are the Son of
you
God.
You died.
You were raised
from the dead. Taken to heaven. And right now, you are seated. At the right hand.
Of the Father.
Interceding for me.
Thank
you.
For
washing me clean.
With
your blood.
Baptize
me.
With
your spirit. Thank you for the forgiveness.
Of my sins.
In Jesus' name.
I pray.
Amen.
Yeah. Don't forget to visit us on our awesome website, www.activefm.co.za, and also not forgetting to visit us on our awesome Facebook page /activefm777, and also not forgetting to visit us on our awesome Instagram @activefm777, and you can also find us on our iTunes podcast, Google podcast, and also on YouTube, where we broadcast every now and again on Active TV channel, and you can find all other shows there and so forth. Otherwise, myself, Wandile K, Mr. Mawans, and Mr. Luandos, we are signing out. Peace out and God bless.
Active FM. Christ music is heart music.
You